came just after harvest, not during the working season, when they could have made the crop bigger. I wrote Finn Paneer back in the spring about getting another yeoman marshal or marshal, and maybe starting another grange. They said wait and see what happened. What's happened is that I've got a grange full of people, less than half of them my own, and not enough arms, or time to train, or anyone to work with. I suppose it's not a paladin's concern. He looked at her sadly. Tell me about your yeoman marshal, said Pox, trying to think what she could do in a short time. Did you say she was sick?
Well, she's not so young anymore, and she's had lung fever last winter, and this winter both. This last time, she never really got well.
Why don't I take a look? Said Pox. Then she thought again. Of course, you've tried a healing. The marshal shook his head.
She didn't want one, she said. She's been low in her spirits this last year or so, and that's another thing. But I've had no one to talk to, and been too busy to go anywhere. Something's bothering her.
Would she talk to me?
I imagine so. A paladin, after all, on a quest. It might interest her.
Can't you appoint another yeoman marshal?
Well, yes, I could, but everyone knows Rahel. She's been here since before I came. As long as she's... And it's not as if we were actively fighting.
Where is she? Asked Pox.
Along here.
The marshal rose and led the way along a passage inside the grange. He stopped outside a door and rapped on it. Pox heard a chair scrape inside and a heavy cough, then a tired voice responding,
It's the marshal. He said. We have a visitor, Rahel, a paladin.
The door opened. Rahel, the yeoman marshal, was a hand shorter than Pox, with heavy gray braids wrapped around her head. Her face was thin, and she stood slightly askew, like someone with a stitch in her side. Pox was aware of a heavy feeling in the air.
Sir Marshal, said Rahel, in a voice without resonance.
Paladin?
Poxenarian, said the marshal with a gesture. She is on a quest, but stopped here for a meal and a rest.
Gird's grace, lady, said Rahel with obvious effort.
Will you come in?
Gird's strength to you, said Pox in return. I'd be glad to sit a while, if it won't tire you. Rahel smiled without humor.
Nothing tires me, lady, but living itself.
She stepped back, and Pox followed her into a clean spare room with a small fireplace, two comfortable chairs, a small table, and a narrow bed piled with pillows furnished it. A mail shirt hung from its stand, and several swords hung from pegs on the wall. That was all. Rahel sank into one of the chairs, clearly short of breath.
How long have you been sick? Asked Pox.
Rahel shook her head.
I am not sure. I have an old wound. Every year or so, I used to have lung fever in winter or early spring. I can't remember when it was that it first started hanging on too long. But last year, it was near midsummer before I could walk to Harway and back in a day, and just after harvest I got the lung fever again.
She stopped, gasping. Her color was bad, an odd bluish gray that Pox had seen on men with lung wounds. She coughed again, bending to it. Pox waited, wondering if there were any chance of a healing.
The marshal, Rahel went on when she caught her breath. He thinks I should let him try a healing. But it's too late. Too much is gone.
She coughed again.
I'm too tired.